Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, patriots of all ages, welcome to a very special bonus edition of In Black and Right, the new definition of color commentary. Today we bring you President Trump from his rally in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and we will bring you his remarks in their entirety. So ladies and gentlemen, I present to you President Trump. Enjoy.
Spending our money in your state to have the big convention. We had lots of options, and we're coming here. You remember last time, did Biden even show up? I don't think he showed up, right? I don't know. Somebody said he did show up. He was wandering in the parking lot just to make it appear. He said, "Where am I? You're in Wisconsin. Where's that?" But we love Wisconsin. I want to thank Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schimming for doing a fantastic job. Great job you've done. I hear the numbers are very good, Brian, right? That's the only thing that matters at this point, right? Okay, thank you, Brian. I think we will. My former chief of staff, a really great guy who loves your state very much, Reince Priebus. Reince. Where is Reince? Reince Priebus. Everybody had a hard time with that name. We don't have a hard time with that name anymore. After years of that name, we have no problem with it. Thank you, Reince, very much. National Committee Woman, Mary Pat Kruger. Mary Pat, thank you. You just left that stage. Thank you, Mary Pat. And your executive county executive, if you take a look at Paul Farrow, a great person who's done a fantastic job. Eric Severson, your sheriff. We're not going to mess. Where is Eric? I saw him backstage. He's central casting. I'll tell you, every sheriff should look like Eric. And a special guy, the greatest purchaser of advertising in the history of the world, Mike Lindell. Nobody buys ads like that. Thank you, Mike. With your help, we're going to win Wisconsin this November. We're going to defeat crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country. And we're going to make America great again. And it ain't so great right now. It's a laughing stock all over the world, including our colleges, universities. Look at what's happening to our country. And our border. You know what? Some people say they do the colleges so you get your eyes off the border. I said that last night. We're not talking about the border. Millions of people are coming in. Millions of people. And we had it. We had the safest border in history. Now we have the worst border in the history of the world. But they're not talking about that now. They're talking about colleges and universities, people that have gone astray. Last week, we saw numbers showing clearly that the economy is crashing with the GOP growth plunging by more than 50% just in this quarter alone. Think of that. We're plunging. We're now in a Biden stagflation. You know what stagflation is? You know what it is? It's the worst. It's worse than inflation. It's worse than deflation. It's the worst. And we're in stagflation right now. Congratulations, everybody, which spells the death of the American dream, and that doesn't even include some of the horrible numbers that we're seeing flowing in from the poor and crime-ridden countries all over the world. They have people flowing in from the poorest and the heaviest crime countries all over the world. Congratulations. They come out of prisons. They come out of mental institutions, and they're coming in to be a neighbor right near you, so congratulations. I don't know how, I think Wisconsin probably, you're very open-minded toward that, right, Wisconsin? Are you open? I don't think so. No, it's terrible. What's happening is terrible. On top of all that, Biden has just declared that if he gets four more years, he will drench the middle class in the largest tax increases in the history of our country, vowing repeatedly that he will ensure that the Trump tax cuts, the biggest tax cuts in history, and you know, he says, oh, it's for the rich, not for the rich. It's for companies that employ people, and it's for the middle class. And the people that benefited the most are lower income people. They're the biggest benefit, and he wants them to expire. He'll never be able to replace them. It'll mean that you had the biggest tax increase in the history of our country, so I don't think we're going to let it happen. I don't see any way. If he wins, well, you know, they're trying this weaponization of the Justice Department. So far, that hasn't been working too well because we have the highest poll numbers we've ever had. People get it. But what it all means is under Crooked Joe, a single individual earning $75,000 a year will pay almost $2,000 more in terms of just the tax hike alone, and a family of four earning $165,000, that's a lot, dollars a year will see at least $3,000 more added onto your taxes, which are already high. 73% of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. That's the highest number ever recorded. Think of that, what that means, though, paycheck to paycheck. So what does that mean? You get fired, you lose your job, you get sick, and you can't live? This is the highest number ever. It's up at a number nobody ever thought they'd see. Yet Crooked Joe Biden wants to raise taxes on top of that and raise business taxes, which will lead to the destruction of your jobs. And it's, you know what, ultimately it's just gonna lead to the destruction of the country. We have so many negative forces on this country. Uncle Sam is right here, look at him. You are perfect. This guy's the best. He's like a perfect Uncle Sam. He goes, we need you. Thank you, Uncle Sam. Get up here for a second. Look at this guy. Wow. He's in good shape. He's in good shape. Here, Uncle Sam. Good looking Uncle Sam, though, huh? Give me a pen, somebody. Let's get Uncle Sam taken care of. Come on. Give me a pen. I gotta get a pen. Let's go. Yeah, good. Just throw it up there. Families, we will make our middle class stronger, bigger, better, stronger, wealthier. and more prosperous than ever before. We're going to do it. We're going to do it quickly, too. It's not going to take a long time. You know, one thing, I was there. I know the good people. I know the bad people. I know the smart ones, the dumb ones, the ones that think they're smart. The ones that don't think they're smart and are smart, I know them, too. They got all different types, but I got to know them in 2016. I didn't know anybody. I learned fast. I know everybody. I know them better than anybody. The Biden job numbers are fake. He's counting people coming back from work. Remember when we had the pandemic, people left, and they said, come back in 2 months, 3 months, when this thing goes away, come back. He got those numbers, and he tries to add them on. And you call them, you know what they call them? Part-time, they call them fake numbers. They call them bounce-back numbers. You know, it's a bounce-back, automatic. If this young gentleman right in front of me were president, he'd have a bounce back. They'd say, oh, they were just our numbers. It's an important thing to know. But a lot of the numbers on that just came out on immigration and on employment were illegal immigrants. Almost all of the numbers were from illegal immigrants. Isn't that great? Immigration that being taken care of better than the people that have been in the country that are desperate for jobs. But when I'm in the White House, the Biden economic bust will quickly be replaced with the Trump economic boom. When I left office, we handed Crooked Joe the fastest economic recovery. It was the fastest recovery, think of this, economically, ever recorded. The stock market was at a record high. The price of gasoline was $2 and even less than that a gallon. Think of that. We had periods of time where it was $1.57, $1.87. How does that sound to you? But under $2 a gallon, the 30-year mortgage rate was at a record low, the lowest ever recorded, $2. Think of this. 2.65%, that's what your mortgage rates were. Now you can't get a mortgage. If you want to pay 8 or 9%, you still can't get them. And we had no inflation. We had no inflation. We had the greatest economy in history. This is everybody said. This isn't me. This is everybody. We had the greatest. We had no inflation. Today, your inflation's so high, it doesn't matter. If you make money, it doesn't matter. It eats you alive. Inflation is what they call a country buster. You go back 200 years, 300 years to countries with inflation, they got busted. Ask Germany, how is inflation many, many years ago destroyed the country? It is a country buster. And we have record horrible inflation. And now it's getting worse. And now they think they're not going to be able to cut interest rates because it's getting worse. You don't hear that. And they don't talk about it. And the fake news, these people right over here, they don't want to talk about it. But it's getting... But then Biden came in and unleashed mayhem on our economy, just like he unleashed mayhem on our border. The border, there's never been anything like this, a border like this. There's never been anything in the world. There's never been a border like this in the history of the world. Using COVID as an excuse, Crooked Joe Biden launched the greatest confiscation of middle-class wealth in the history of our country. It's middle-class wealth. He confiscated it. In 3 years, Joe Biden and his party stole trillions of dollars from hardworking Americans and gave it their political, and he gave it all to their cronies in Washington, their heirs-to-be. He gave so much money away, and the Green News scam, it's the worst scam in the history of our country. They spent $2 trillion, the Green New Scam, the greatest scam in history. They spent $2 trillion on their so-called American Rescue Plan, which wasn't rescuing this country. How is the rescue plan doing? Trillions of dollars wasted, which Obama's economic advisors called the original sin. They actually called it. His advisors said that was the original sin that led to rampant inflation. That's where it began. They spent another $1 trillion on their misnamed Inflation Reduction Act, and then they admitted it really wasn't meant to reduce inflation. They call it the Inflation Reduction Act. Remember when a certain senator said, I'll approve it, and that was the end of his career? I won't tell you his name was Manchin. Oh, I'm sorry. Now, that was the end of his career. He was popular. He was getting more and more popular. He started out not so popular for many years. Then he became popular because he was rejecting all of this madness. And then for some reason, he agreed to sign a couple of things that were not good. And it didn't work out too well. $1.2 trillion for their fake infrastructure. And he had a package of infrastructure. You take a look at it. It's fake. It's fake and it's horrible. And then all of that money, again, going over to the Green New Scam. Joe Biden's economic plan is to make China rich and America poor. My economic plan is to make America richer than ever before. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. With your vote, we're going to save our economy and we're going to bring our country back from hell. We have a country that's in hell. Look at what's going on. Look at the crime. Look at the crime. You know, I lost a tenant. They said, sir, you lost a tenant, big drugstore, big one, in one of my buildings. And I said, what's the problem? This is New York, but it's happening all over. I don't think it's happening here so much. Maybe it is, actually. In Chicago. Chicago, it's happening. They say, sir, we can't keep product. I say, well, that's a good thing. They can't keep product, they tell me. I call the manager, nice guy. I said, what happened? He said, we can't keep product. I said, oh, that's good, isn't it? No, that's not bad. They're walking in with bags. They're taking it off the shelves. So now they put bars up and they put glass up and somebody wants to buy toothpaste and it takes a half an hour for the guy to come. They open up, they give them, how the hell can you make money doing that? Whoever heard of it? If somebody would have told you that 2 or 3 years ago that that's happening, you would have said that's not possible. We knew about 300-400 usually young people walking into department stores and just robbing the place, walking out with television sets. We're going to give our great police, they are great, their power back. And they're going to protect us again. And you know, you saw it last night. That's one good thing that really happened. You saw it last night because New York was under siege last night. And these people, they were intense, and the person that heads up Columbia University was a great school. It's been, you know, badly damaged, I think, reputationally. But the person that heads it up, a woman, she waited so long. She was so weak. She was so afraid. She was so bad. They could have done this with the tents, and it would have gone quickly and no problem. But they did an incredible job. They went into one of the big buildings, a beautiful landmark building. Boy, they got the hell beat out of it last night. You know, you're supposed to take care of those buildings. It took a beating. But the police came in, and in exactly 2 hours, everything was over. It was a beautiful thing to watch. New York's finest. You saw them go up in ladders. You saw them go up in ladders and break in the windows and getting in. And that's dangerous because you don't know what's on the other side of that window. And they went in, they knocked it out, and they were incredible. They did a great job. New York's finest. And, you know, it's like that throughout the country. Chicago, great police. L.A., great police. I know so many of them. I know so many of the top people and the middle people. I see them all over. They're great, and they can do the job. But we have to give them their power back. Something. I don't even know what the hell he shouted. There was pandemonium. But look, Front Row Joe, he ran back there just said, look at that guy. Front Row Joe. That's good. He ran. When he sees trouble, he runs right into it. We need, every country needs people like that. Anyway, thank you, Front Row Joe. The Biden inflation disaster is a direct result of Crooked Joe's trillions in wild spending, and that's what's happened. The Biden price hike is a gigantic tax on the likes of which, this country, we have never seen anything like it before. In the past 3 years, the average Wisconsin family has lost between $20,000 and $30,000 thanks to Crooked Joe's inflation tax. Think of it. It's an inflation tax. It's a new tax. I just thought of it in the plane coming up here. I never used that expression. I call it Biden inflation tax. Because if you add what inflation has done to you, that's about a 30% tax increase. And I think even more than that. You could get a pay increase, but your pay increase doesn't nearly overcome what's happened with inflation. So I just came up with a name. I thought it was actually quite brilliant. It's called an inflation tax. We have a new tax, ladies and gentlemen. We have a new tax. It's called an inflation tax, and these price hikes are continuing to drain nearly $1,000 from the typical Wisconsin family every single month. Does that sound like a lot? I think it's a lot. Chicken, I love chicken, is up 24%. Baby food is up 30%. Eggs are up 59%. Gasoline is up 50%, but it's going way higher. Airfares are up 33% without the service that we used to get. And a 30-year mortgage rate just hit 7.6%, one of the highest averages ever. Other than that, we're doing quite well. Do you agree? And the country's going to hell, but then we're doing quite well. We're honored to be joined today by Shanna Gray, who owns a vegan restaurant. Supposed to be really good. I'm not into the vegan stuff, I must say, but I'm going to have to try this. When we come here in a short period of time into Milwaukee, we're going to come and try that vegan food. I don't know if I'm going to like it. But she had a big business. Shanna says her business is being brutalized by the soaring cost of food. She's never seen anything like it. And right now, she says things just aren't working. She was doing great. 3.5 years ago, she was doing better than she ever did. During the Trump years, she said, I was able to afford things. I wasn't worried about my future. I am now. I'm starting to really worry. The stress and the anxiety are really hurting me. So I'd like to have Shanna come up for a second and say a few words. Thank you.
We definitely need to make this house party over. We need Trump in 2024, so make sure you vote Trump
2024. So those two. So that's Shanna's daughter. And think of what it's, I mean, it's just common sense. You know, it's very dangerous to bring people up here from the standpoint, you don't know what the hell they're gonna say. We didn't rehearse that, Shanna, right? She could have said, ladies and gentlemen, go vote for Biden. And everybody would just say, that's not a good thing he did. That's not too good. You never know what's going to say. So far, I've never had that problem, but that problem has been had before by others. But I want to thank Shanna. We'll get out, and we're going to go there during... You get ready for me. Maybe you can convince me with that vegan food, okay? You get a good, healthy vegan food. But the choice for Wisconsin is simple. If you want lower costs, higher incomes, and an affordable American dream, then you have no choice but to vote for a gentleman named Donald J. Trump. Crooked Joe likes to talk about junk fees, but the biggest junk fee of all, think about it, is all of the 50% Biden inflation tax, and that's what it is. And you just think of it. I mean, if you look at the real numbers of that, it's incredible. And we thought it was 30%, and we thought, and we were sure it was no more than that. It turns out to be actually 50%. The extra cost you're paying at the grocery counter and the gas pump and all of the other places that you have to go by no matter what you buy, and that's all taking place within 3.5 years. Think of it. But here's the good news. We have 6 months. Now, with these stupid people running our country, that's an eternity, because you could end up in World War III with this group here. You don't know what's going to happen, but 6 months sounds very short. It's not. Frankly, with them, it's an eternity. But it is not that long a period of time, and we'll be here very quickly, and we're going to have a good time, and we're going to have a great convention, and I'm honored to have chosen your state. We had a lot to do with that. Rights. Robin Hood, essentially in reverse, stealing from the poor and giving it to the rich. That's actually what he does. You know, they talk the game, oh, Trump, Trump, Trump. It's the opposite. It's the opposite. It's like I was saying the other day, the New York Times, every story they write is the exact opposite. They're so untruthful. They take something and make it the opposite. So when you're reading a story, you have to remember, you just do the opposite. It's a terrible thing. It's the same with the Democrats. They say many of the rich people are with Democrats. It's changed. We've become the party of the worker. We've become the party of the middle income. It's got a whole flip. Just listen, a few examples of what Biden's inflation taxes really brought. Crooked Joe is spending hundreds of billions of dollars to give $7,500 tax credits to rich people who buy electric cars. What do you think of an electric car? Well, I like Elon, but you know, the car, you know, and there's a place for electric cars, but you have to have other choices too. They want to have, by the end of, I guess, 5 years from now, by 2030, they want to have, think of this, almost everybody have an electric car, but they don't want them. And they're not selling. And you know, one of the great things, people don't know, well, how come they keep getting made? You know why? Because the government, our government, subsidizes the hell out of them. So the car companies are doing okay. They're making cars that aren't selling. They're just not selling. They're giving billions and billions of dollars away in subsidy to create cars that people don't want. And again, I'm all for them. If you want to go to the candy store, buy yourself a little candy and come back home. But if you want to take a trip to a place like Mar-a-Lago to say hello to me, you better get yourself a different mode of transportation. And you know, the scary part about that, they want trucks to be that way, and the trucks have to stop 6 times going to California versus not stopping at all. If you get the diesel, the big diesels, and it's really crazy. It's really crazy when you think of what they do. And they never change. You can explain this to them. You know, 6 stops versus no stop. You don't have to know much more than that. There's one other thing. The battery would take up almost the entire truck. You wouldn't have any room for very much. They want to make our army tanks all electric. So that when we go into a foreign country, blazing hot, we're going in, we keep their environment and their air nice and clean. Now, how crazy is it? Are we crazy? They want to use a certain fuel in airplanes. You know, I bought all brand new, beautiful jet fighters. I rebuilt the whole military. They want to use a certain fuel that brings the jets back down to 15% less efficient. That's a lot. When you have somebody shooting at you on the other side, the 15% is the difference between winning and losing. So I said it's 15%. That's right. Now think of it. We're fighting over enemy territory. We're worried about their carbon content. I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about bringing our people back and winning. We're worried about winning. South Carolina, I visited where, by the way, we beat the governor by a record number, the former governor. They have a great governor there now, actually. But we did great. You know, in the primaries, we won every Iowa, No matter where we went, we won New Hampshire. We go to New Hampshire. We get the most votes in the history of the state of New Hampshire in the primaries, Republican or Democrat. You know, Kennedys, and they're right up in that territory and all. But Iowa, we won the largest margin. Different, it's a caucus state. We won the largest margin ever by two. So we won the largest margin, doubled. And then we went to Nevada, we went all over the place. When we got to South Carolina, we won in record fashion, but we won in Nevada in record fashion. Every state we went to, we won in record fashion, and it's really an honor. And then we won the quickest that anybody's ever won. You know, right now, if this was like a normal candidate that you're listening to, or like a normal person, they'd still be campaigning. But we had this thing over with 2 months ago or something. So I just want to thank everybody. That was a great feeling. Because there's something in the air. Let's say I haven't changed, and you know what bugs me? When they say, we have two very unpopular candidates, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. They're very unpopular. He's unpopular. I'm not unpopular. I'm like at 94% approval in the Republican Party. I'm not unpopular. The fake news. I hate that. It's like it's terrible. We have two very unpopular people running for election. I'm not unpopular. I mean, look at the vote we're getting. We're winning virtually every state. We're winning every swing state. We're winning every national poll. We're not unpopular. I'm unpopular in China. I'm unpopular in some other places where we've taken in hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes and tariffs. No other president's taken in 10 cents. They're not, you know, in love with me, but, you know, I love this country. President Xi loves China. And, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be, right? With Putin. And interesting, I ended Nord Stream 2. Nord Stream 2 is the pipeline. Nobody ever heard of it before I came along. I ended the pipeline going all over Europe, going to Germany in particular, but all over Europe. I ended it. It was done. Biden came in and he approved it, the biggest deal ever done in Russia. And Putin once told me, he said, you know, if you're supposed to be like a guy, a nice guy, I'd hate like hell to see you as a bad guy. You have been brutal to think of ending the biggest economic development job, the biggest thing they've ever done is a pipeline going through all of Europe. I ended it. Biden comes in almost from the first day, he let it go forward. And then they say, Trump is easy on Russia. No, I was very tough in Russia. I got along with Putin very well. I got along with President Xi of China very well. Got along with Kim Jong-un of North Korea very well. And you know what? It's real. Take it easy. I'll tell you, there's a guy I want in the foxhole with me. Now, where is that guy? Where is he? He's a rough-looking guy. We can keep it down a little bit. That's all right, man. That's all right. No, people are angry about it. People are angry. It's like stupid. You know what I say about the party? It's become, with me running it, it's become the party of common sense. Power party. It's the party of common sense. You know? They say, is it conservative? It's conservative. It's just common sense. There are things that aren't so conservative. We want the party. We want to have a wall, which, by the way, we built 571 miles of wall. We're going to put up another 200. And they came along and they didn't want the 200 miles of wall. They didn't want wall. And that's when I realized they really meant they wanted open borders. Who could ever think? That's a lack of common sense. Why would somebody want to have people pouring into our country unvetted, unchecked? We know nothing about them. Even from a health standpoint, they're coming in and they have problems. It's sad. But those problems are contagious. Other people will get those problems. Why would anybody want this? It can't be great politically. There are those that say two reasons, but you probably can add a third. They hate our country. They're stupid. But see, they're not stupid, because anybody that can cheat that well is not stupid, okay? And the other thing is that they want those votes, you know? And you wouldn't think they could do them that quickly, but they're trying to sign people up that just got here that don't speak a word of English, that have lived in prisons and lived in mental institutions. They want the vote. But I think we're going to swamp them. Look, the way you win is to swamp. I think we're going to swamp. Crooked Joe is spending billions and billions of dollars on hotel rooms for illegal aliens. Think of it. Hotel rooms, luxury hotel rooms in New York and other cities for illegal aliens. And our soldiers, our veterans, are laying on streets and not being taken care of. I will say in the VA, though, in the VA, you know, we had the highest approval rating in the history of the VA, 92%. And now it's gone way down since I had something that, you know, if somebody had it, they would take months and months to get a doctor sometimes. You get on there, you have a problem. Sometimes a very important problem that if you fix it fairly quickly, no problem. And if you don't fix it quickly, you become terminally ill and you die. And people are waiting in line for a week, 2 weeks, a month, 3 months. And I made a deal with Congress. I had to get it through Congress that anybody that has to wait more than 24 hours goes outside, goes to a local doctor, we pay the bill, they get themselves fixed up, and it worked. And they're making that impossible. And then also with the veterans, and you have a lot of veterans in this state, it's a big veteran state, but also with the veterans, you know, it's not prime time necessarily for them. And they were getting beat up. We have sadists. We have thieves, sadists, but we had sadists that did bad things to our people, to our heroes, bad, bad things. And we couldn't fire them because of civil service laws and various other reasons. Unions a little bit, but civil service, you couldn't fire them. No matter what they did, they could kill somebody, you couldn't fire them. And they beat the hell out of our people. And I was able to fire 9,000 sadists and bad people, get them out and replace them with people that loved our veterans. And it was a whole different place, but it's fairly rapidly morphing back into what it's, I've seen it just the other day, I was talking to somebody, they say they don't like the policy where you go out and get a doctor. And we had negotiated fees with people, because I know doctors, they know how to charge as well as anybody. We had negotiated fees. We actually could save, I mean, there's a scenario under which we actually saved money, but we saved lives, and we made their life better. Could you imagine, you're all rich, spoiled people? Not necessarily. You're all rich, spoiled people. Could you imagine wanting to see a doctor over something that you know is simple, but it's got to be fixed? And they say, we can't see you for 3 months. Could you imagine having to wait around for 3 months? So think of it, just put yourself in that position. So we took care of those things, and we had the highest approval rating in the history of the Veterans Administration, which was a great tribute. Thank you. We had very good people there. And Joe Biden got rejected last year by the United States Supreme Court on his student loan program, so that what he wanted to do is buy votes. He says to all these people, a lot of people, I mean, honestly, I'm looking, I'm saying, that's billions of people. He wanted to buy votes. So he said, we're going to cut your student loan. Now, the problem with that is many of the people here, but, you know, large numbers of people went through years and years to pay off their loan. All of a sudden, this guy comes along, and in order to try and buy an election, I guess I don't blame him, but it's very unfair, but the Supreme Court rejected it. So then he goes in now again with a little smaller version of the same thing. He's going to get rejected. And I'm just saying, I will take care of our students far better than him. We're going to take care of our students. We're going to help our students. We're going to make their life good. But what he did is so terrible. So he didn't obey the decision of the Supreme Court of the United States, and now he's doing another one, which is actually a smaller version, but it's even more bacocked, okay? It's even worse. So it's really, it's a terrible thing, but he's going to be rejected there too. But that's what they do. They do it, and it's very bad for the country, but we're going to take care of our students better than they've ever been taken care of before, I promise you that. If Joe Biden wins this election, the middle class loses. But if Trump wins, the middle class wins. The low income will start their journey toward the American dream. Wisconsin will win. And the biggest winner of all is going to be America. America wins. administration, we're going to throw out Bidenomics and we're going to replace it with Maganomics. And upon taking office, I will impose an immediate moratorium on all new spending grants and giveaways under the Joe Biden mammoth socialist bills, like the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. We're going to save all that money. It's not helping you at all. It's not doing a thing for you. It's just like a political game. We're going to stop the Biden spending spree. We're going to halt his inflation death spiral. We're going to terminate his Green New Scam. It's going to be terminated. And we're going to end this war on American energy. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to bring down your energy. Downward. You know, that's what started inflation. You didn't have to be that good a student at the wonderful Wharton School of Finance to know that if your energy cost doubles and triples, it was going up like a level. Now he's gone more or less back to where I was in terms of drilling. He's approving. The day after the election, he would end that immediately because they have to get some oil out of the ground. You know, we have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation in the world by far. We started off at number 3 and number 4. We were down in 3s and 4s generally, and we ended up number 1 by a lot over Russia and over Saudi Arabia. And we were doing great, and we were going to use all that money we were making to start reducing debt and lowering taxes still further. But he ended it, and then they did a crack course on let's do something. Remember, he took all the oil. It's the lowest level it's ever been, the strategic reserves. He took all the oil out of the strategic reserves so that people could fill up their car with a tank of gas and not get totally destroyed, because it was just before the election. So he took all this oil, and it's meant for fighting wars. It's meant for major emergencies, catastrophic. It's not meant for, you know, helping to get the price down 15 cents a gallon so that you can try winning an election. And now the strategic reserves are the lowest they've ever been. That tells you something, what's happening here. To further crack down on rampant waste in the federal government, we're going to bring back presidential impoundment authority, which nobody knows what it is, but it allows the president to go out and cut things and save a fortune for our country, things that make no sense. And there's so many of them. We have so much waste. We're also going to reclaim America's heritage as the great manufacturing nation, and we were doing that. We were doing that. I remember when Biden said, well, this isn't a manufacturing nation. We became a great nation because of manufacturing. It is a manufacturing, but they've let other countries steal all of everything. When I was president, we brought thousands and thousands of manufacturing jobs back to Wisconsin, and I delivered a major shipbuilding contract to build a new combat ship. You know Marinette? Marinette Marine likes me. Everybody wanted that contract. I brought it to Wisconsin to build lots of, I don't know, 28, a lot of ships, and they were beautiful. You know what I called them? They were so gorgeous. I called them yachts with guns on them. They had more guns than I've ever seen. They had everything. But they were beautiful. I even helped design a little bit. I said, you gotta do me a favor, change that bow a little bit, a couple of bucks more. But it is beautiful, and they've done a great job, but we got it to Marinette, so that was very important. Everybody wanted it, every state that did that kind of work, which is quite a few, they wanted it. Under Biden, zero manufacturing jobs were created in the month of March. You know that, right? Zero. I don't think that's ever happened. Zero, it's hard to do zero. Just weeks ago, Master Lock closed down. I used to use Master Lock all the time. When I was a little child, I'd take Master Lock and do nice, lots of nice little puzzles. You put them together. I always wanted to see, could I break it? You could, but it was not easy. But Master Lock closed down its century-old plant in Milwaukee and sent their jobs to Mexico and China. Does everyone know that? Master Lock, that was a staple of your state, and they closed down. That would never have happened with me. I would have told them, if you're going to do that, that's fine, but we're going to pay 100% tariff on any lock you make this time. You can't do that. Bidenomics is also ravaging America's seniors, and the Biden inflation tax is In fact, I mean, it's going to end up cutting Social Security by allowing millions and millions, which is not sustainable, of people coming into our country through the southern border, and many, many really bad ones, okay? Many, many bad ones. You're going to destroy Social Security. You're going to destroy Medicare. You're going to destroy the fabric of the country. It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country. And they're going to destroy our country. So we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of our country. We have no choice. And we start with the bad ones, and there's plenty of them. As even fake news CNN right back there now admits, there goes, oh, the camera's going off. Don't turn it off, the camera just went off. I thought I got him there, Mr. Chairman, I thought I got him. Every time I say that, I see the camera going, I have to say it quickly, so I get him, and then they turn it. The cost of living adjustments under Biden are not even close to keeping up with the taxes, and Crooked Joe with his insane border policies will destroy. And he is going to, it's going to destroy. You know, to have Social Security and Medicare, you have to have a strong country. And we don't have a strong country anymore. We have a country that's failing. We have a failing nation. We are in a failing nation. If this were another country, they'd say this is a failing nation. It's a nation in decline. As president, I will always protect Social Security and Medicare for our great seniors, 100%. 100%. And by the way, while we're on it, it was always the plan from the great legal experts of this country and even the world, but from the great legal experts to everybody, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, they wanted to get abortion out of the federal government. Everybody wanted that. That was uniform. Then about 10 years ago, people lost their way. They started talking about, you know, how many months, what do you think, what do you do, what do you do, what kind, where does it take place? And they forgot the original aim was to take abortion out of the federal government and move it into the individual states and let the people decide. And we were able to do that. After 53 years, we were able to do that. And now you'll see it. It's rather generally, look, some people will be very happy. Some people won't be as happy. But time will make this. It's really been incredible. And some of the decisions, I mean, frankly, there are some very conservative states that voted a very much more liberal policy than anybody would have thought. Very liberal policy. A couple of states I won't mention, but a couple of states really surprised people. But basically, the states decide on abortion. And people are absolutely thrilled with the way that's going on. Every state's different, every state. But remember, from the standpoint of what's happening, nobody wants to see abortion in the eighth month, the ninth month, or nobody wants to see it after birth, because you have a situation where the Democrats will allow it in the seventh, eighth, ninth month, and will allow execution of a baby even after birth. I mean, they actually have a standard. You remember the former governor of Virginia, he said, we put the baby down and we decide. The baby is born, we put the baby down, and we decide whether or not, essentially, to kill the baby. So what's happened is now the states decide, and they're going to votes in different states, and it's been an amazing process, and it was something that was very important to get done. But we had to take the radicalism, and the radicalism was really the Democrats, because when you can do abortion or killing or execution at that point in a life cycle, you just can't do that. But now states are deciding, and some people are unhappy because it's too liberal a policy or too conservative a policy, but we brought it back into the states where it has to be, and over a period of time that works out. And it's taken a lot of the controversy out, and it's been a good thing. And you also have to remember, as a politician, you also have to get elected. Because if you don't get elected, it goes back into the federal government, perhaps, and then you have one policy that's not going to work. but you have to get elected. You have to go with your heart. I always say, very important, you have to go with your heart. You have to do what's right, but you also have to get elected, because if you don't get elected, a lot of bad things will happen. Beyond the abortion issue, a lot of very bad things will happen, from taxes to military to everything else. So it's been very interesting to see the process. And again, some states have been pretty much right there where they want to be. Other states have gone far more liberal in that sense than they wanted to be, and some were more conservative. And they have some votes coming up now, and the people are going to activate and they're going to work in their state. But I think it's a very important thing, and we did something that took courage, but it's something that everybody wanted to see. They wanted to bring it back, and now I say it's up to the state. They'll ask me a question about it. I say that's up to the state. So I say to you, I think we did a very good job in that. A lot of people are very happy with it, and we did the right thing for our country. You think that was on the teleprompter? I don't think so. I don't think so. No, I thought it was a good thing to talk about. We're here with a great group of patriots, and I think it's a very important thing to talk about, frankly, and we'll talk about it more and more, but it's really been a process that's been quite amazing to watch, and I think very positive for our country. But we're going to immediately seal the border. We're going to stop the invasion. We're going to send Joe Biden's illegal aliens back home where they belong. We're going to send them back home where they belong. In addition to criminals, drugs, terrorists, mental patients, Joe Biden's border catastrophe is also bringing colossal costs. Unbelievable costs are being brought in by this catastrophe on our border. Crooked Joe is flooding our country with millions and millions of low-wage migrants from crime-ridden countries all over the world. This isn't just South America. They're coming from all over the world. Last week, 22 from the Congo in Africa. They're coming from Africa. They're coming from Asia. They're coming from the Middle East. We're bombing Yemen. Here we go again with the bombs, right? A phone call could solve the problem in about 2 minutes if you had a president that knew what the hell to say. Here we go with those bombs. Let's drop bombs. Let's kill everybody. That's what they say. Let's go and kill everybody. $1 million a bomb. Each bomb, average for $1 million. Let's bomb the hell out of these countries that don't want to be bombed. You can make a deal. I made deals. You know, we never got into a war with me. I beat ISIS in record time. You'll end up in World War III. I'll tell you what, this next 6 months is going to be very scary. You could end up in World War III with this person, and there's a grossly incompetent man. Over the last period of time, you know, it's funny, I wouldn't have said that, but then something happened that was really horrible. I got indicted. I'm the president of the United States. For nothing. In fact, if you read Andrew McCarthy, Jonathan Turley, the great Mark Levin, you read Greg Jarrett today, did an incredible piece. You read any of these, Alan Dershowitz, they all said, and these are not fans of mine necessarily, they're not, they all said, there's no crime, you didn't do anything wrong. I've never seen anything. You know, usually they say, well, what do you think about this stuff? There's no crime. Now, I have a crooked judge. He's a totally conflicted judge. And I come, you know, it's unfortunately, it's a 95% or so Democrat area. Other than that, things are wonderful. But it's about a 95% Democrat area. But something happened when that happened. And then I got indicted again. And then I got indicted again. And then I got indicted by Fonny with her boyfriend. I call her Fonny Wade. Her boyfriend's name is Wade. And she hired her because of his expertise in this particular form of law, right? He was an expert. He never did it before, but he was an expert. He got paid almost $1 million, got indicted. So he got indicted four times. And they have civil trials, too, all coming out of the White House, everything, like a third world country. And the good news is people get it. Most importantly, people get it, and my poll numbers are higher than they've ever been. I mean, higher than ever. Not that tough on Biden. I felt he was a grossly incompetent person. I felt he was a very corrupt person. But I wouldn't go around and say what I say now. Once I got indicted the first time, I got indicted four times. Think of it. Four times. for nothing. They say J6. Nancy Pelosi didn't call in the police. I said, I will send you 10,000 soldiers. She didn't want them. And the mayor of Washington, in writing, didn't want them. And by the way, the hoax committee that they set up, I call it the unselect committee. It's an I always like that term, the unselect. But the unselect committee damaged and threw out all of the evidence. Did you know that? And nobody does anything. Nobody does anything. If a Republican did that, they'd get the electric chair. They destroyed the evidence. They deleted everything. So now all of those people that said, yeah, Trump wanted to give 10,000, like the head of the police department, the head of the military, it's all been damaged, deleted, and destroyed. Now think of that. And you don't even read about that story. They destroyed it. The chairman of the committee, this real lowlife, we have to go after Donald Trump. He destroyed all the evidence. He actually destroyed it and deleted everything. If you're in a regular civil court case, and if you get rid of stuff, they take very serious umbrage of it. You go to jail for things like that. And this committee destroyed everything. Remember the person that said, I attacked a Secret Service agent in the front of the car? It's not my deal. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Tough guys, you know, these Secret Service guys, I hate to admit it, they're slightly younger than me. Just slightly. It's very hard because, you know, you also have metal bars and a couple of things you have to get through. No, but didn't she say something like, I grabbed the guy at the wheel and grabbed him around the neck, and I was slightly rebuffed because I'm so strong. I could only be slight. And then I grabbed the man on the right, who I think was a black belt in karate or something and like 30 years old. I grabbed the man on the right and I had... This is crazy stuff. I sat in the back. And you know what I did say? I said, I'd like to go down there because I see a lot of people walking down. They said, sir, it's better if you don't. I said, well, I'd like to, but better if you don't. All right, whatever you guys think is fine. That was the whole tone of the conversation. Instead, Debbie, I want to go down there. These people are crazy. And then I think she changed her testimony. You heard that because the people testified that none of this stuff happened. But a friend of mine said, you shouldn't fight that. Because I gained such respect. I didn't know that you were that strong and that tough that you would take on a black belt in karate or whatever the hell he was. A very tough guy, I can tell you that. There were muscles all over the place, on his ears, on his neck. I grabbed him around the neck. I'm not even sure he'd feel it. He might not feel it. Now, these people are crazy, but they destroyed all of that evidence so that now we don't have the evidence of what she said, I guess. These people are criminals. These people are criminals. And you know, I say this because I love this state. I love this group of people. I'm talking to you. So far, I've been 92% off teleprompter and 8% on teleprompter.
Of the weakness in the economy, I'd like to apologize. Pause. Pause. What was that? That's unbelievable. Pause. You know, I was watching it. I said, that was weird. They actually don't have pause in my teleprompter, you know? They have a blank space that's like you see. If there's a response, if there's no response, you just keep going. You don't have pause. Some speechwriters saying pause, they're not going to know. You know, some of the things that people like the best to get the biggest applause, you think of deadlines, right? Like Drain the Swamp, I hated it. I hated the line. I said, when I first started, because we did Drain a lot, I got rid of Comey, I got rid of so many people, but it is good. But listen, Drain the Swamp. I used to go, we will drain the swamp. I used to sort of like, the people used to go crazy, and after a while I got to like it.
You know, Frank Sinatra never liked the song My Way. But after a while, he told me, after a while, he got to love it because it was just something that people reacted to well. So there are things that when you do this stuff, you don't think it's going to necessarily be great. Like we had a lot of nicknames. I was the king of nicknames. Somehow I was the king. It worked. I won't go over most of them because many of them are friends of mine now. You know, I can't really bring them back. I bring back bad memories. But the nicknames are good. What do you like better? Crooked Joe or Sleepy Joe? Yeah! They're both accurate. What do you like better? It says criminal, criminal. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, we'll go Sleepy and then what? Wait. You applaud if you like it. We'll go Sleepy first and then Sleepy Joe. Crooked Joe. That Crooked Joe is a bad guy. I thought it was going to be a lot closer than that. Wow. Well, you know, I used to call Hillary, and it was accurate, but I used to call Hillary crooked, and I changed it, moved it over. Well, that's very good. That's a cheap poll. You know, normally you'd spend $150,000 with these pollsters, some of which are good, but some of which are... They'll take $150,000. They won't even go into the field. They'll just say, let's see, let's tell them it's about 40 to 30, and let's say that 30% are undecided, you know, and they won't have left their office. And so this way I get an accurate poll. That's a very accurate poll. That's more accurate than some pollsters going to get me. Although I like pollsters right now because we're leading in all the polls. So right now I like polls. The radical extremists and far left agitators are terrorizing college campuses, as you possibly noticed. And Biden's nowhere to be found. He hasn't said anything. But there is political base. Do you think if he did say, okay, look, let's not kid ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, President Biden is coming to give you his words of inspiration. Now, does anybody think that it will be so inspiring that everybody will say, oh, we have to go home, we love our country? No. They'll say, do you believe the guy that's the president of that country? This guy, he needs something. Now think of it, but he hasn't been heard from. You know, he's the president. When you have a problem like that, you should go out and talk about it and talk to the people. But there's a big problem. There's a big fever in our country, and he's not talking. But if he did, it wouldn't matter. In fact, I think it would actually make it worse. Many of them aren't even students, you know, and many of them come from foreign countries. You know, thousands and thousands are from foreign countries. I was wondering about that. I'm saying, where did these people come from? To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn. But when you see that video of raging lunatics and Hamas sympathizers at Columbia and other colleges, no, but when you look at it, I say, where did these people come from? I don't know people like that. I mean, I deal with a lot of people. Where do they come from? And they do come from other countries, and they are paid. You know, I said something last night. I did the great Sean Hannity. Has anyone ever heard of Sean Hannity? He had to do 2 hours last night instead of one. He went through it like it was nothing. You know, he's a professional. He's a good guy, too. But I said the other day, I said, you know, do you ever notice signs? Normally, in the old days, when you had a real protest, not financed by Soros or whoever might finance it, when you had a real protest where people meant it, they'd go down in their garage basement and they'd start making a sign and they'd all be done. Every sign was a perfect printed sign, green, with a perfect, beautiful post. Everything was the best money could buy. They all have the same. They were handed those signs by people, you know? At least they should make them a little different. Different lettering, different colors. But they don't. No, it's a whole big hoax going on. But it's a shame. And Biden should speak out. He should speak out. He should say something. Because nobody knows where he is. He's definitely against Israel. But I don't think... She said, he has no idea where he is. It's... I Remember Chris Christie, he really liked me quite a bit, right? That's only because I was wise to him. And somebody screamed out, "He's a fat pig." And I said, "Sir, and you know you're not allowed to use the fat word. If you use the fat word, you're essentially out of politics, right? There are certain words you can't, you can say obese, but you can't say fat. I think obese is probably worse, but you can't use the fat. But a person shouted out, "He's a fat pig, sir." And I said, "Sir, never ever call Chris Christie a fat pig, ever. He is not a fat pig. Please, I'll have to ask you to leave the room." So anyway, it's called having a little fun on the campaign trail in Wisconsin, right? But it should be no surprise that in addition to the millions and millions of people invading our country from the border, Crooked Joe is now reportedly planning, this is wonderful news for you people in Wisconsin, to bring massive numbers of Gazans from the Middle East all live to your American towns, your towns and villages. Your towns and villages will now be accepting people from Gaza, lots of people from Gaza, and various other places, Yemen, lots of other places. You know, just let the world simmer down a little bit, please. He's now delivering thousands. He just announced last night he's going to deliver thousands of people to a town near you. Joe Biden seems to determined to create the conditions for an October 7th style attack right here in America. It's going to happen with all of these people coming in from the southern border, and you know, and you saw the 2 months ago where it was announced, here we are, they're trying to maybe stop, and Border Patrol's incredible, by the way, and ICE is incredible. They want to stop it, but they're told not to. Stand down, they're told. But did you see where, and nobody knew this, that for a year and a half, they've been actually flying planes in and landing in towns all over the country, and they're flying them in by the thousands. They're flying them in to our, going over the border. They are flying them in. Who would believe it? It's common sense, right? Who would believe it? Who would ever think a thing like that could happen? And we're a country that's so troubled, and that a thing like that could happen. They will be impossible to vet, and as a result of chain migration, the numbers will quickly explode beyond all control. It's going to be out of control, because under chain migration, they can bring everybody they ever touched. Under no circumstances should we bring thousands of refugees from Hamas-controlled terrorist epicenters like Gaza to America. We just can't do it. You know, we also have to run our country. It's nice to be nice. It's nice to be good. We got to run our country. Our country's in trouble. Our country might not survive. I'll tell you what, if we don't win this election, I don't think our country's going to survive. I will say it. And I've never said that publicly, I don't think. But I felt it for a long time. I actually think our country's not going to survive. There are plenty of neighboring Muslim countries to take them. They should take them. They don't want them, by the way. They don't want them. They don't want them. We do not need a jihad in the United States of America. We do not need our once great cities to become hotbeds of terrorism. And on day one of the Trump presidency, I'm restoring the travel ban, suspending refugee admissions, and keeping terrorists the hell out of our country, like I had it before. I had it before. We had it so good. You know, when Biden went to the beach all the time, he'd go to the beach Tuesday, Wednesday, I think. Somebody, one of his idiot consultants, said he looks good in a bathing suit. He's 81 years old. Historically, Cary Grant didn't look good at 81 in a bathing suit. But he's 81 years old. He doesn't look good in a bathing suit. Not a lot of people look good in a bathing suit. That's okay. But somebody thought he looked good. But then he couldn't lift the chair. You know, those chairs are meant for children to lift. They weigh about 4 ounces, right? You know, they're made out of hollow aluminum. Really light. In fact, if you're heavy, they crash. They bend in. They don't weigh much. And he, you know, he was. And then he couldn't get his feet out of the sand. This is not a good look. But all he had to do is leave our border alone, and he would have been in much better shape. We had the best border ever in the history of our country. In fact, there was a report that came out 2019. We had no terrorists reported, not one, which I think is wrong. I don't think you can do it. But we had not one. Now we have thousands of terrorists coming into our country. All he had to do is leave my people there, leave the border alone. It was a total win. It was the best it's ever been. But he decided to
give it up. I had a thing called stay in Mexico. You think that was easy? You couldn't come into our country, you had to stay. You think that was easy to get with Mexico? I had it, and I had it rough. It was rough stuff. I got it, and he ended it. No more stay in Mexico. It's stay in this country and we find out who you are. In 6 years, you come back for a trial, nobody comes back. It's a horrible thing that he's done. He's destroying our country. He may have destroyed. We will get it fixed. We'll get it fixed as fast as humanly possible, maybe faster than anyone can even understand. But he's destroying our country. And don't forget, we've seen, and I'm not sure if many of you are big travelers or not, but we've seen what happened when Europe opened their doors to jihad. Look at Paris. Look at London. They're no longer recognizable. And I'm going to get myself into a lot of trouble with the folks in Paris and the folks in London. But you know what? That's the fact. They are no longer recognizable. And we can't let that happen to our country. We have incredible culture, tradition. Nothing wrong with their culture, their tradition. Can't let that happen here. And I'll never let it happen to the United States of America. Of peace and prosperity. It's on my record, very easy to check. You know, when I ran in 2015, actually, most of the campaign in 2015 going into 2016, but when I ran, I didn't have a record. I mean, I had a record. I did great in business. I was a really good businessman, much better than, you know, if you listen to these idiots. But I did great. I mean, it did to this day. But you know what? I didn't have a record for running the country or anything. Now I do. I have a great record. We had peace. We had prosperity. We had no wars. We had no wars. I defeated ISIS. I was the only president in 78 years that started no wars. We didn't have a war. We defeated ISIS, which they said was going to take 5 years, and I did it immediately in 1 month. I want to just tell you, our military is incredible. Not the guys you see on television. What happened in Afghanistan is the most embarrassing day in the history of our country. But our military is incredible. Now we have chaos, mayhem, and we have death all over. It's no wonder Joe Biden and his thugs are so desperate to stop us. They know that we are the only ones who can stop them. They know that. We're the only ones that can stop them. All of this persecution is only happening because I'm winning, I'm running, and I'm winning, and I'm winning by a lot. If I wasn't running... If I wasn't running or doing well... If I wasn't running, I wouldn't have more indictments than the great Alphonse Capone. Alphonse Capone. He killed people if they looked at him a little bit different. I don't like the way that guy looks. I don't like kill that son of a bitch. He only got indicted once, I understand. Alphonse Capone, nice gentleman. I got indicted. Can you imagine my mother and father saying, I can't believe it. My son got indicted more than Al Capone. Scarface, for those of you that aren't familiar with the name Scarface. A scar from here to there. And it wasn't from playing tiddlywinks, was it, huh? In the latest Emerson poll, we're up 5 points in Wisconsin, and we're leading virtually every swing state by a lot. The radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election in 2020, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election in 2024. We won't have a country left. Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of honor. Thank you very much. Because I'm being indicted for you. I'm being indicted for you. I greatly appreciate it. Never forget, our enemies want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. I'm never going to let it happen. Silence me because I will never let them silence you. And in the end, they're not after me, they're after you. I just happen to be standing in the way, and I always will. And from the very first day that we take back the White House from crooked Joe Biden, I believe we're going to have the four greatest years in the history of our country. We can turn it around again. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office shortly after we win the presidency, and it's we all together. It's a we, it's not me. I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I will get it settled quickly. Horrible war. Would it never happened if I was president? And by the way, October 7th, Israel, would it never happened? Iran was broke. They had no money for terrorists, for Hamas, for Hezbollah. We will restore peace through strength like we're supposed to. We're supposed to be strong and powerful, and you don't have to use it just because you have it. I rebuilt the entire military. You don't have to use it because we have it. Kill people all over the place. Horrible, horrible. Spend billions and billions of dollars doing things for the countries that hate you. They don't even want you there. We're going to rebuild our cities and become a beacon of hope, safety, beauty, better than ever before. We're going to rebuild our cities. We're going to work with Democrat mayors who are running, in every instance, running them. Democrat mayors and many Democrat governors. And we're going to rebuild our cities. We're going to bring them back like they used to be. We're going to make them safe places again. We're going to give our police their power back, and we're going to give them immunity from prosecution. So they're not prosecuted for doing their job. We'll take over the horribly run capital of our country, Washington, D.C., and clean up, renovate, and rebuild our capital city so that it's no longer a nightmare of murder and crime, but rather it will become the most beautiful capital anywhere in the world. On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender, etc., and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto the lives of our children. I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate. I will fully uphold our under siege Second Amendment. It is under siege. We will protect innocent life, and we will restore free speech rapidly. And I will do something that's very important to me, maybe more important to me than any other person in the world. I will secure our elections, because you know what happened in 2020. Our goal will be one day voting with paper ballots, proof of citizenship, and voter ID. Checks and balances, a lot of things that they did, but we have a lot of checks and balances. But I'll tell you the best, we want to have a landslide that's too big to rig. You ever hear the expression? Too big to rig. There's a level at which they can't rig it, right? We got to get out and vote. We got to get out and vote. You got to bring November 5th. November 5th, it will be the most important day in the history of our country. That's where we are. That's where we are. You know, I used to talk in 2016, and I didn't have to do it in 2020 because we had the country in great shape, and then we went on to some incredible time. But I used to talk about 2016, that this is the most important election in the history of our country, and I meant it. That's nothing compared to what's happening now. Because I didn't think we were going to lose our country. Now we're going to lose our country. And we had a bad border, but the bad border was like beautiful compared to what we have right now. We had a bad border, I fixed it. And I go out and make speeches, I say, I want to talk about the border. And people didn't really respond because I fixed it. I did such a good job on the border, I fixed it. Nobody wanted to hear about it. My people said, sir, nobody cares about the border. I said, what do you mean? I got elected on the border, practically. I fixed it and made it so good that I couldn't even talk about it for 2020, but it didn't matter because I get millions more votes in 2020 than I got in 2016. People don't want to talk about that. Millions and millions. I got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, and I got a bigger margin. You know, a lot of times a guy would either get elected, not get elected to second term, but they'd almost always get less votes. You know, you get bored with him. You get bored. You don't want him. You don't like him, but he could win. Like, if you look at Obama, he got far less votes. No, he got far less votes in the second election than he got in the first election. Far less. Millions fewer. I got many millions of votes more. It was unprecedented. The largest vote ever for a sitting president. And they say we lost. No, we didn't lose. We didn't lose. If you took the 10 worst presidents in the history of the United States and added them up, they would not have done near the destruction to our country as Joe Biden and the Biden administration have done. Most destructive. Think of it. And it's, I used to say 5. I increased it to 10. I think I could go way beyond that. Think of it. You take the 10 worst ever, add them up. They're not as bad as Biden. So if you want to save America, get every common sense person you know, get them and register Republican. You got to register Republican and you'll vote, Mr. Chairman. Right? You got a great chairman. Thank you. Thank you. And look at the enthusiasm, Chairman. Look at the incredible enthusiasm we have. You know, they're going to get out. We're going to do this. This is going to be the greatest election. Thank you. This is going to be the greatest election ever. It's going to be the greatest ever. And it will be the most important day in the history of our country. But together, we're taking on some of the most menacing forces and vicious opponents our people have ever seen. And in conclusion, it doesn't matter how hateful and corrupt the communists and criminals are, these communists and fascists and wherever the hell they come from, nobody even knows. And some are homegrown and they're right here in our government and you've seen plenty of them. I say the enemy from within and the enemy on the outside. I think that, frankly, the enemy from within is more dangerous to our country than China and Russia and others. I feel that. Because if you have a president that knows what he's doing, he can handle China and Russia. But these people are crazy. And the enemy from within is very dangerous. And criminals that nobody can believe. And we will take care of business. We're going to do the right job. We're going to be fair to everybody. We're going to do the right job. And our revenge, you know, they say, oh, this is a revenge tour for Trump. It's not a revenge tour. Revenge is going to be our great success. What we're going to do is success. We're going to have such success that it's going to turn that word revenge. There's not going to be any revenge. We're going to make this country so successful again. It's going to be so successful. That will be our revenge. That's going to be our revenge. This is your home. This is your heritage. And our American liberty is your God. Given right. It's your God-given right, and you're gonna have it. From La Crosse to Kenosha, from Greenfield to Green Bay. Green Bay, we love Green Bay. And from Madison to Milwaukee, we'll see you in a little while, Milwaukee. We inherit the legacy of Wisconsin patriots who have braved incredible dangers to carve out a life in a vast and beautiful and wild frontier. We stand on the shoulders of American giants who crossed the oceans, explored the continent, settled the Great Plains, won the Wild West, laid down the railroads, those great, great railroads, raised up the incredible skyscrapers, conquered the skies, fought 2 world wars and won decisively, mastered spaceflight, and made America into the single greatest nation in the history of the world. But now we are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation. So sad to say, we are in trouble. We are a failing nation. We're a nation that has lost its confidence, lost its willpower, and lost its strength. We're a nation that has lost its way. But we are not going to allow this horror to continue. 3 years ago, we were a great nation, and we will soon be a great nation again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it's hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. You're going to save our country. We're all going to save our country. We will fight for America like no one has ever fought before. 2024 is our final battle. With With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. And we will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media. We will drain the swamp. And we will liberate our country from these tyrants and villains once and for all. Before us, we will not bend, we will not break, we will not yield, we will never give in, we will never give up, we will never, ever, ever back down. With your support, we will go on to victory, the likes of which no one has ever seen before, and we will evict crooked Joe Biden, the worst ever, from the White House on November 5th, 2024. It is the most important day. The great silent majority is rising like never before, and under our leadership, the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe